课堂听 class.com。
Lesson 288. Are you still hesitating?
看到玛丽还在那里犹豫不决，你不禁问她：“你还是拿不定主意吗？”
Are you still hesitating? Are you still hesitating?
乔治做决定时很果断，你欣赏地说，他做什么决定都毫不犹豫。
He hesitates at nothing.He hesitates at nothing.
好友还在犹豫该不该接受那个职位，你鼓励他说，别再犹豫不决了。
Don't hesitate any longer. Don't hesitate any longer.
妈妈不知你是否决定出国，你为难地说，我正犹豫着不愿做出决定。
I hesitate to make a decision. I hesitate to make a decision.
你不想告诉丈夫这个坏消息，你说，我正犹豫着不愿告诉他。
I hesitate to tell him. I hesitate to tell him. Lesson 289. Another 2 days slip by.
一晃两天又过去了，事情还是没有进展。你无奈地说，又过了两天。
Another 2 days slipped by.By. Another 2 days slipped by.
毕业已经八年了，再见到老同学时，你感慨地说，真是时光飞逝啊。
How time slips away. How time slips away.
光阴似箭，一晃你已经中年了，你感慨道，岁月在不知不觉中逝去。
The years slipped by.The years slip by.
奶奶的身体一天不如一天，你忧心忡忡地说，情况越来越糟。
She has slipped badly recently. She has slipped badly recently.
你一不小心将产品名称拼写错了，你赶紧解释说，我不留神拼错了。
I made a slip in spelling. I made a slip in spelling.Lesson 290. Can you prove it?
你想知道安迪是否有证据证明自己是对的，就问他，你能证明吗？
Can you prove it? Can you prove it?
布朗说公司泄密的事儿与自己无关，你向他提出疑问说，你怎么证明呢？
How can you prove it? How can you prove it?
你向朋友保证自己是清白的，你严肃地对他说，我将向你证明这一点。
I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you.
你让妻子保存好电器的保修单，你说，以后会有用的。
It will prove useful. It will prove useful.
同事中有人担心新项目能否成功，你自信地说，事实会证明的。
The fact will prove it. The fact will prove it. Lesson 291. What do you propose?
让保罗看过设计图后，你想征求他的意见，就问他，你有什么建议？
What do you propose? What do you propose?
你认为彼得去分公司工作比较有前途，你对他说，我建议你去那里。
I propose you go there. I propose you go there.
你认为苏珊是秘书的最佳人选，你说，我建议让苏珊来做秘书。
I propose Susan for secretary. I propose Susan for secretary.
镇区的灾民需要急救，你对医护人员说，我建议马上去。
I propose to go immediately. I propose to go immediately.
你担心出发晚了就不能按时到达目的地，于是就说，我打算早早出发。
I propose an early start. I propose an early start. Lesson 292. It's an ideal place.
这一带风景秀丽，很适合野餐。你开心地说，这是个理想的地方。
It's an ideal place. It's an ideal place.
这间咖啡厅的气氛很优雅浪漫。你说，这是个约会的好地方。
It's an ideal place for a date. It's an ideal place for a date.
小岛空气新鲜，很适合休养。你说，这是个休养的理想之地。
It's an ideal place for recreation. It's an ideal place for recreation.
提到自己的未来，你不禁苦恼地说，我还没有找到自己的理想。
I haven't found my ideal. I haven't found my ideal.
你将男友带到父母面前，介绍说，他就是我理想的人。
He's ideal for me. He's ideal for me. Lesson 293. I'm an ordinary man.
虽然你获得了巨大的成就，但你仍然谦虚地说，我是个平凡的人。
I'm an ordinary man.I'm an ordinary man.
你的女朋友容貌并不出众，你说她是个很普通的女孩。
She's an ordinary girl. She's an ordinary girl.
托尼遇到的问题是很多人都会遇到的，你说这是最普遍的问题。
It's the most ordinary problem. It's the most ordinary problem.
你取得的成绩是付出辛苦得来的，你谦虚地说，这没有什么不寻常的。
It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's nothing out of the ordinary.
这位教授的演讲并没有预期的那么好，你说，他的演讲很一般。
His speech was just ordinary. His speech was just ordinary.Lesson 294. What's the price of it?
你想知道橱窗里裙子的价格，就指着他问店员，这个要多少钱？
What's the price of it? What's the price of it?
店主表示这个花瓶的价钱可以商量，于是你问店主，你要什么价钱？
What price are you asking?What price are you asking?
新款大衣样式很漂亮，可一提价格，你只能无奈地说，价格太高了。
The price is too high. The price is too high.
股市一路飘红，呈牛市上升状态，你高兴地说，价格在上涨。
Prices are rising. Prices are rising.
你对拍卖的那幅山水画志在必得，你说，我将不惜任何代价买下它。
I'll buy it at any price. I'll buy it at any price. Lesson 295. I'm proud of you.
朋友取得了令人惊喜的成就，你兴奋地对他说，我为你骄傲。
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
儿子学习成绩很优异，一直是你的骄傲。你说，我很为儿子自豪。
I'm very proud of my son. I'm very proud of my son.
几经努力，你终于取得了成功。你高兴地说，我为取得的成功而自豪。
I'm proud of my success. I'm proud of my success.
你很高兴能认识麦克这样出色的人。你对他说，认识你，我感到很荣幸。
I'm proud to know you. I'm proud to know you.
你对新来的同事很不以为然，认为他并不和气。你说，他很高傲。
He is as proud as a peacock. He is as proud as a peacock. Lesson 296. I won't say no.
你觉得珍妮的建议也未尝不可，就赞同地笑笑说，我不反对。
I won't say no. I won't say no.
你认为 Nancy 的看法太偏激了，就阻止她说，别那样说。
Don't say that. Don't say that.
看到安娜一副欲言又止的样子，你鼓励她说，把你的想法说出来。
Say what's on your mind. Say what's on your mind.
你想征求一下丈夫在这个问题上的想法，就问他，你以为如何？
What do you say? What do you say?
你已经听懂了辛迪的意思，就打断他的解释，你说，不用再说了。
Say no more. Say no more.Lesson 297. That's a good buy.
丈夫以低廉的价格买了一套款式新颖的家具，你说买得很合算。
That's a good buy. That's a good buy.
股市又创新低，应该趁机买入，你说现在是买入的好时机。
It's a good time to buy.It's a good time to buy.
你相中了彼得新买的照相机，也想去买一台。你问他，在哪儿买的？
Where did you buy it? Where did you buy it?
在酒吧里偶遇旧时好友，你热情地对他说，我请你喝一杯。
Let me buy you a drink. Let me buy you a drink.
现有的几件衬衫都旧了。你一边翻看一边说，我得买件新衬衫。
I must buy a new shirt. I must buy a new shirt. Lesson 298. You're flattering me.
同事夸赞你有过人的才华，你不好意思地对他说，你过奖了。
You're flattering me. You're flattering me.
詹妮竟然夸五音不全的你唱歌好听，你不高兴地说，你是在奉承我。
You're only flattering me. You're only flattering me.
这幅画将玛丽的形象美化了，你评价说，这幅画像比她本人美。
The portrait flatters her. The portrait flatters her.
哥哥竟然以为那漂亮姑娘喜欢自己，你好笑地说，他那是自作多情。
He flattered himself that she liked him. He flattered himself that she liked him.
外商竟然给你这么高的评价，你难以置信地说，我有些受宠若惊。
I'm flattered. I'm flattered. Lesson 299. You're so charming.
妻子穿着漂亮的晚礼服款款走来，你动情地对她说，你真迷人。
You're so charming. You're so charming.
那位跳拉丁舞的女选手气质颇佳，你赞叹说，多迷人的女人啊。
What a charming lady. What a charming lady.
琳达小巧玲珑，温柔可人，你赞叹说，她很有吸引力。
She has a lot of charm. She has a lot of charm.
谈吐风趣的安迪总是能赢得女人们的青睐，你说他很有魅力。
He has great charm. He has great charm.
托比是个讨人喜欢的小伙子，你夸赞地说，他赢得了每个人的好感。
He charms everyone. He charms everyone. Lesson 300. He's in a bad mood.
上司怒气冲冲地回到办公室，你看着他阴沉的脸说，他情绪不太好。
He's in a bad mood. He's in a bad mood.
妹妹一直闷在房间里，不愿出来吃饭。你对妈妈说，她心情不太好。
She's in a terrible mood. She's in a terrible mood.
丈夫一边哼着歌，一边收拾他的书房。你笑他说，你心情挺愉快的嘛。
You're in a merry mood. You're in a merry mood.
情况紧急，罗杰却还在开玩笑。你不高兴地说，我没心思开玩笑。
I'm in no mood for joking. I'm in no mood for joking.
看到爷爷奶奶一边闲聊一边打牌，你笑着说，他们心情很愉快。
They're in a happy mood. They're in a happy mood. Lesson 301. Hold the line, please.
你想将电话转接给有关负责人，就客气地对来电者说，请别挂断。
Hold the line, please. Hold the line, please.
你要将客户的电话转接给同事，就礼貌地对客户说，请别挂机。
Stay on the line, please. Stay on the line, please.
给朋友打了好几次电话也打不通，你不耐烦地说，电话还在占线。
The line is still busy. The line is still busy.
经理的电话一直占线，你向来电话的客户说，对不起，电话在占线。
Sorry.The line is engaged now. Sorry, the line is engaged now.
有人打五号线电话找哈利，你转接给哈利时说，五号线有你的电话。
You have a call on line five. You have a call on line five. Lesson 302. What brings you here?
没想到多年未见的老友竟然来访，你笑着问他，什么风把你吹来了？
What brings you here? What brings you here?
你想拜托同学将书带来，就给他打电话客气地说，请把那本书带给我。
Bring me the book, please. Bring me the book, please.
你请乔治带女友来家做客，你热情地对他说，把你女朋友一起带来吧。
Bring your girlfriend with you. Bring your girlfriend with you.
晚会后，你想送安娜回家，就客气地问她，我可以陪你回家吗？
May I bring you home? May I bring you home?
孩子们已经在外婆家玩了好几天，你对丈夫说，把孩子们接回来吧。
Bring the children home.Back. Bring the children back. Lesson 303. That will never do.
你认为新同事的提议是不可取的，就坚决否定说，那绝不行。
That will never do. That will never do.
朋友问你是否去过风景秀美的桂林，你摇摇头说，我从没去过那儿。
I've never been there. I've never been there.
罗斯很害怕自己无法通过体能测验，你安慰他说，别担心。
Never fear, never fear.
不求上进的表弟整天游手好闲，你不屑地说，他一向无所事事。
He never has anything to do. He never has anything to do.
苏珊很难过自己将文件拷贝错了，你安慰他说，不要紧的。
Never mind, never mind.Lesson 304. Can't complain.
你最近的工作和生活还算顺利。当朋友问起时，你说，一切都好。
Can't complain. Can't complain.
布朗总是抱怨生活，却从不反省自己。你厌烦地对他说，你总是发牢骚。
You're always complaining. You're always complaining.
米切尔为你安排的旅行计划真是太周全了，你说，真是好的没话说。
Oh, I can't complain. Oh, I can't complain.
女友一直抱怨你没能订到影展的票，你不耐烦地说，别再抱怨了。
Don't complain anymore. Don't complain anymore.
同事们都说食堂的伙食太差了。你向领导反映说，大家都在抱怨。
All of us are complaining. All of us are complaining. Lesson 305. Make yourself comfortable.
朋友们来给你拜年，你想请他们随意一些，就笑着说，别客气啊。
Make yourself comfortable. Make yourself comfortable.
爸爸的老战友来家里做客，你端来茶点，有礼貌地说，请不要客气。
Please make yourself comfortable. Please make yourself comfortable.
复诊时，大夫问你这几天的身体状况，你笑着回答说，我感觉良好。
I'm comfortable. I'm comfortable.
朋友不知你和丈夫在乡间度假感觉如何，你笑着说，我们感觉很舒适。
We're very comfortable. We're very comfortable.
你试着在新式水床上躺了一会儿，你满意地说，这是张舒适的床。
It's a comfortable bed. It's a comfortable bed. Lesson 306. Can I have a drink?
你感觉有些口渴。就像侍应生问道，我能来杯饮料吗？
Can I have a drink? Can I have a drink?
天有些热，你担心儿子会口渴，就问他，你想喝点水吗？
Would you like a drink of water? Would you like a drink of water?
朋友们一起聚餐时谈得兴致勃勃，你举杯建议说，咱们再喝一杯。
Let's have another drink. Let's have another drink.
弟弟认为喝一杯酒不会影响开车，你提醒他说，千万别酒后开车。
Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive.
客户想请你去酒吧喝酒，你却客气地谢绝说，不好意思，我滴酒不沾。
Sorry.I never drink. Sorry, I never drink. Lesson 307. Let me explain.
女友似乎误会了你的意思，你急于澄清，就说，让我解释一下。
Let me explain. Let me explain.
你很想知道同事为什么要这样诋毁你，就对他说，你解释一下原因。
Explain why. Explain why.
你不清楚健身操的具体做法，就请示教练说，请说明一下该如何做。
Please explain how to do. Please explain how to do.
这项计划因马克的疏忽而失败，你生气地质问他，你能解释一下吗？
Can you explain it? Can you explain it?
小托你又迟到了，你想知道原因，就问，能解释一下为什么迟到吗？
Can you explain why you were late? Can you explain why you were late? Lesson 308. It makes me mad.
这个消息简直快把你气疯了。你强压怒火说，我很生气。
It makes me mad. It makes me mad.
亨利的决定实在是太离谱了。你不可思议地对他说，你一定是疯了。
You must be mad. You must be mad.
妻子因为一点小事就对你大发雷霆。你不高兴地说，别对我发脾气。
Don't get mad.At me. Don't get mad at me.
好友决定一个人去爬雪山。你大为惊讶地对他说，你真是疯了。
You're quite mad. You're quite mad.
卡尔的方案风险系数很高。你评价说，这是个极为冒险的方案。
It's a mad plan. It's a mad plan.Lesson 309. We both want to go.
你和杰瑞都认为去美国总公司工作很理想。你说，我们俩都想去。
We both want to go. We both want to go.
詹姆斯兄弟都是你的好朋友。提起他们时，你常说，他们俩都很好。
Both of them are good. Both of them are good.
新评定的两位教授都刚满四十岁，你说，他们两个都很年轻。
Both of them are young. Both of them are young.
你常为自己的父母都是教师而自豪，你逢人就说，我父母都是教师。
My parents are both teachers. My parents are both teachers.
同宿舍的两位同学都是流行歌曲迷，你说，他们俩都喜欢流行歌曲。
They both like popular songs. They both like popular songs. Lesson 310. It's rather a pity.
没想到那么有天赋的孩子竟辍学了，你说，这真是太令人惋惜了。
It's rather a pity.It's rather a pity.
穿上厚厚的羽绒服还冻得发抖，你哆嗦着说，今天确实很冷。
It's rather cold today. It's rather cold today.
那部电影让你感动得直流泪，你真心地说，这确实是一部好电影。
It's a rather good film. It's a rather good film.
苏珊的方案简直一无是处，你无奈地对她说，你确实做得太差劲了。
You did rather badly. You did rather badly.
下属十分出色地完成了任务，你表扬他说，你做得相当不错。
You've done rather well. You've done rather well.